Marnima Davidson's the co-leader of the Greens. She's with us today. Thanks for your time, Marnima. Kia ora.
Morena, Dale.
Oh, we don't need more cars, do we, belching up and down the land? You've been big on public transport and alternative fuel sources rather than fossil fuel. So four-lane highways linking Tauranga and Whangarei, I don't see a lot of people who have environmental priorities supporting that idea. An antiquated view of transport, do you think?
Visionless. In the middle of a climate emergency, Dale, and the way to allow people and supplies to get around more easily, the way to reduce that congestion is not by building more roads. It's actually by having stronger, more reliable public transport options for people to use their car less. So that's buses, trains, safe cycleways and walkways. And if people want that, you know, it is the Green Party that has long championed that. It's the Green Party that has long been able to push for those public transport changes that we've already seen.
I spoke with Darlene the other day. She's impressive, isn't she? And
yeah.
Darlene, of course, standing here in Tāwhaki Makaurau for the Greens. But what we were touching on is the strong social justice issues that are part of the Greens manifesto. And while there's a perception, as the name implies, that it's you know, almost exclusively environmentally focused, that's not the case with the modern Greens, is it?
It's never been the case. If we have a look at our original kaupapa, Dale, the Greens have always understood that everything is connected. So we can't just be about environmental protection and climate protection, because the same drivers that have caused climate pollution and environmental degradation is the same drivers that have seen injustice for Indigenous peoples, has seen massive wealth inequality, a few people having more than they will ever need, and the rest really struggling. So we have to address all of those issues. And Dale, I mean, in Te Ao Māori, we've known that for forever, you know, since the millennia. So you have to look after people and look after the planet to be able to address either of the crises. And that's exactly what we've been doing since the very start, actually.
I like James. I haven't spoken to him for ages. Please pass on my regards. And I don't know what happened there. We used to talk regular. But would it be right to assume that he has one of the hardest jobs in politics? Some say, oh, well, we're not making much headway here. But it is a very difficult portfolio. How do you think James's work is perceived by Māori voters?
Oh, he'd love to have a regular kōrero with you, actually, Dale. I'll make sure I pass that on. I think he's sort of given me the mantle. We share the media responsibilities, but I think he'd love to help back on every now and then too. Look, he's had to work really hard to get anyone on the same page, and for the Green Party, we know that Kiriti Justice and centering the mana motuhake of iwi and hapu is essential to any climate action, because, you know, colonisation is a driver of a high climate polluting economy, and that's what Te Ao Māori has always stood strong against. So we know that those are part of a key solution, and it's just about honouring Te Tiriti. I know he's been making really good headway in that space. Just recently, he was up in the north talking and meeting with our Taitokiro Māori, and you know, Dale, gosh, they're a hard bunch, that lot. But when you've got the aunties who are spreading the kōrero across the kumara vine across the north, that is really positive. I mean, that's a really good indicator. He's just always really keen to front up, to hear the concerns. And actually, he came away from the north saying, Marama, they want us to go even harder. So I'm like, yes, of course we do, because Te Ao Māori understands that we're responsible for the planet, for our mokopuna. So, yeah, it's been pretty good.
I spoke yesterday with an academic out of Auckland University called Carrie Leonetti, and I thought she had an interesting take on the differences in sexual and domestic violence offenders and why we need to treat them differently than what we are now, that they have a narcissism as part of their personality traits. that needs to be dealt with in a different way. You're working strongly in this space. Do you think, after the events of downtown Auckland a couple of weeks ago, that it is time to look if we've got the mix and strategy right with how we attempt to support or rehabilitate those involved in violent or sexual offences?
Yeah, firstly, Dale, violence is never okay, and it's an absolute tragedy that I think we should all be rightly grieving about, and especially for the whānau of all of the lives that were taken that day. And what is behind family violence drivers is what I'm working hard to address with the community, with the sector, with survivors and victims, and with people who use harm, Dale. We really need to understand what would have prevented them from using harm, and what supports do they need when they have used harm, and how to properly restore and rehabilitate so that they are living healthier lives. And so, you know, it's really hard to be able to comment on an individual case, of course, when you don't have all of the details, which us in the public do not. But I think my work in Te Arere Kura, it has to have a trauma-informed approach. And I think that's what your commentator is also referring to, that we need to look underneath the behaviour and work out what is there. Yes, of course, there are. Because violence and abuse is about having power over people. You know, that includes sexual violence and family violence. It's about having power over others. And that is a, I guess, what can be described as a narcissistic drive. But it's not always the only drive either.
Tēnā koe, like the front page of the Herald today has a piece about his whānau, and his sister says, we want to extend our deepest condolences, love and prayers to those who are recovering and to the community who have been affected. And Machu's mum said on the morning of the tragedy, he'd rung to say that he loved her. So there are many still reeling from that explosive situation a fortnight ago. Also, in the newsroom, we've been talking about how concise, direct the Greens' messaging is in the lead-up to the election. Many other parties seemingly struggle to get lay out their priorities, but you've got four or five that you're just banging solidly at. That was a deliberate strategy?
Always, Dale, and I'm really proud of our focus and clear priorities. You know, we went out first with our income guarantee and a wealth tax, bold and strong, but actually doable. We went out with our pledge to renters to manage those increasing rents and a massive scale-up of public and affordable housing. We went out with Hoki Whenua Mai, hashtag land back. I'm really proud of that one as well. We've got more to come, including this weekend, Dale, and we've put our manifesto, our vision documents out there for our priorities. I guess, Dale, you know, we're consistent about wanting to protect our climate for generations to come, wanting to uphold Te Taiao and Papatūānuku, and wanting to make sure families have good incomes, affordable, healthy homes, and what they need to live good lives, all under the mantle of Te Reti Justice. So, I mean, it's a pretty clear, simple message, and it's one I'm really proud of.
Thank you for your kōrero, your regular kōrero, and your support of our mahi here too, Marama. Have a great week. We'll talk soon.
Ngā mihi, Dale. Kia ora.
Tēnā koe.